It's a pacey, evocative insight to the chaos of the Trump administration. It has everything from salacious tales about the first family and the first marriage and, you know, sleeping in separate bedrooms and kind of the frostiness of, you know, their dynamic. The tears that Melania, you know, cried on knowing that they would be heading to the White House, and not tears of joy, that these were tears of sadness, that her cosy, you know, lunching life around New York was going to be interrupted significantly. That Trump himself was kind of convinced that he wasn't going to win and that their entire strategy essentially was, we've done well out of this campaign. Kellyanne Conway would become this big sort of, you know, talking
they
head
had,
on.
They had
you
all know, their plans, hadn't they? And then they won.
And, you know, the chaos that ensued because they literally didn't have a game plan. Most, you know, campaigns when they win have a transition plan about what they're going to do, and it's clear from the book how accurate it is or not remains to be seen, but what the book certainly conveys is an image of chaos from their picks of who's going to be in cabinet, who's going to be chief of staff, who's going to kind of be his chief advisors and all the rest of it, and clearly the succession of people who, you know, left very quickly having been brought into the fold. It's it's my weekend planned anyway.